On today's episode of Insights, we'll teach you the key to content variety. You'll learn the 6 social recruiting tactics that are driving applications today, and we'll discuss the recent recruitment marketing benchmark report from Smashfly. Today's episode is brought to you by Haley Marketing Group. Want to stand out, stay top of mind, and sell more? Haley Marketing's philosophy is simple: to make great marketing more affordable. Whether you're looking to drive sales leads or attract more qualified candidates, we make it easy for you to stand out in a saturated market. To learn more, visit HaleyMarketing.com. This is Insights.
Welcome to Insights. Tips and best practices from the insiders at Haley Marketing. Insights will provide you with the tools you need to master your social media, digital marketing, and employer branding. Your hosts for Insights are Brad Biley and Matt Lozar.
What's up? This is Brad Biley, and welcome to episode 4 of Insights. As always, I'm joined by Haley Marketing's recruitment marketing strategist, Matt Lozar. Matt, how are we doing today?
We're doing well, Brad. We are almost through February. I have deemed this the worst month of the year, but there is hope coming.
There is a light at the end of the tunnel.
There sure is. We're one day closer to spring is what Brad tells me pretty much every day.
One day closer to golf season.
Content blueprint.
Matt, content variety is critical. If you think about user behavior and the daily news, how you consume the daily news is often different from the way your neighbor consumes the daily news. Some people are going to watch the news in the morning, some people at night, some might read the paper, others might check Twitter throughout the day. Let's break down content variety. And with so many options, where should staffing firms get started?
First off, I love Brad's analogy. He's becoming the king of analogies here. And I love the way you consume the news versus your neighbor. And I think one of the tenets the foundation we really say here at Haley Marketing Group is to start with that written content, because it provides almost the foundation. A website really is that foundation, but then you need content for that website. And when you have written content with blogging, there's so many benefits you can really, receive from having that consistent content on your website.
You could take that written content and turn it into so many other forms of material. So if you think about starting with a blog post and answering a common question that you get in your inbox that you never want to answer again, we've said on the show before, where do I get started with content marketing and writing content? Think about a question that you get day after day that you never want to answer again and answer it on your blog. But from there, we can turn that into other forms of media.
We can. And because we're answering it on that question, we're answering for our audience. Another point we've stressed from the beginning is we're writing not for, ourselves. We're writing for a person who is coming to the blog, or a person who's coming to your website, a person conducting a Google search, a person on social media. And then we can turn that written content into, rich media, whether it's a video, it could be an infographic or a slide share. And we really look at the analytics, we look at the data to see which pieces of written content are working well, and then convert those into evergreen content that we can share across different mediums.
I love the evening news analogy, because we are battling against attention. We're constantly looking at how the end user is going to consume content, not how we want to create it. Ultimately, it's not our call. We might create blog content because it's easy for us, but if the end applicant only wants to watch videos or only look at pictures on Instagram of infographics, they're never going to read that article, regardless of how good it is.
And it comes back to one of those charges I've been, leading with the recruitment marketing angle, is having your content available when the job seeker is ready to consume it. And in this side, we can have it on the client side too, but, building off what Brad is saying, some people want to see video. Some people want to see video with captions because they can't listen to the sound wherever they're consuming that content. Some people are on Facebook. Some people are on LinkedIn. Some people are in email. There's a huge list of different places your content could be seen. I used to have a whiteboard in my office that had the different areas, and I think there was 37 different places. That wasn't even very, it wasn't a whole list. It was just off the top of our head one day listing the number of different places people can consume your content. And that's an overwhelming number, but with a really good plan of the written content and a sharing strategy, that can find success there.
you mentioned video, and in November, Cisco updated their Visual Networking Index report. And within that report, which I'll include a link to in the show notes, they said that globally, IP video traffic will be 82% of all IP traffic by 2022. That's going to be up from 75% in 2017. So video is going to become the norm, even more so than it is now. Within that same report, it says that live internet video will account for 17% of internet video traffic by 2022. If we think about the end user moving towards a video focus, yes, we need written content. We need video content. Ultimately, we want to continuously look towards how to please that end applicant. If we're looking at what they want, we're providing content in a way that they can digest it on their time when they're ready.
Yeah, I'm going to talk a little bit more about video in segment two, but you know, the video helps connect. It's more personalized, especially if you can have your internal team showcase their personalities or, you know, temporary workers, contract workers you've placed out on assignments. That really is easier to connect with.
So Matt, we kind of danced around the main point here of content variety. There's blogs, there's written content, short form and long form. There's rich media, infographics, video, that's scripted video, live video, Q&As. There's a wide range, audio content that we're producing right now. With so many options, if you had to pick one place to get started, just to wrap up this segment, where would you get started? Where should staffing firms get started?
I would suggest with written content. I really want to say video, but I think that written content provides the foundation for your website, and then you can take it to other places, pick your best content, your unicorn content, and expand on it and repurpose it in other channels.
I'm going to echo that. I love video content. I love creating video content. I love the podcast. I love being on audio as well. But I agree, and I'm going to support that take there and say that I would also start with a blog, start with written content, and then from there, break that article into other pieces of content.
Social reach.
At this time, we'd like to welcome on Corinne McCarthy, a dedicated social media marketing advisor at Haley Marketing Group. Corinne, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Corinne, give us a real quick background of your core role at Haley Marketing Group and how you assist our clients on a day-to-day basis.
Yeah. So as a social media marketing advisor, I work with my clients to develop and implement social media strategies to help them reach their business goals. So on a day-to-day basis, I'm working with clients on daily scheduling, or I'm working with strategy calls, reporting, or just, you know, regular banter about what they're seeing happening in the industry and what's going to benefit their business down the line.
One thing I love that you said here is that you're focusing on deploying a social media strategy built around business goals. And that's something that we've talked about on the podcast multiple times. It's not just pretty pictures or thinking about what's going to be fun on social, mm-hmm. but it's all rooted to a business cause.
Right.
Corinne, Matt, as we look at the industry, we constantly see staffing firms looking for new ways to find candidates through social recruiting tactics. Let's go around and share a few tactics that are generating applications today. And Corinne, we'll start with you.
Yeah. So one of the strategies I always try to encourage my clients to get behind is featuring their recruiters on their social media pages. And not only doing that, but helping their recruiters build their own personal brand to help boost their business brand. So what I mean by this is allowing your recruiters to showcase, you know, fun stuff that's going on around the office, happy hours, company culture bits, but also allowing them to step out and on their personal pages, create a brand. You know, Matt and Brad talked about video in the beginning, and I'm sitting across the table from two of our, you know, video moguls here in Haley Marketing Group. I'm sure you've probably seen their video segments on LinkedIn, and now they're doing the podcast. You know, they're really building their personal brand, which in turn helps Haley Marketing Group build their brand and boost that. I also like to use the story of when I was looking for an opportunity, a new job opportunity, and I was applying for jobs. When I had stumbled across Haley Marketing Group, they had a lot of information on their site about everybody that worked here, but also on their social media pages, they had a lot of information about what they did as a company, you know, fun events, you know, team meetings. So when I had my phone interview with our director of SEO and social media, Brad Smith, I felt like I had already known him. So it was easier for me to have a conversation with him. When I came in for my in-person interview, it was easier for me to have a conversation with everybody in the room. And then when I was offered the job and going through the application process, it was a no-brainer that I decided to come work here. So it's really beneficial to have that, not only that team brand on your business pages, but also that personal brand for your recruiters as well.
I love the thought of personal branding, and you're doing it too. I saw your video on our Instagram page. If you haven't seen that yet, check out at Haley Marketing on Instagram. But in line with personal branding, if you want to learn more about personal branding, I would encourage you to download one of the newest ebooks from Haley Marketing Group. It's called Personal Branding, Your Secret to More Applications and Better Candidates. We'll put a link to that ebook in the show notes below. But that's going to be packed with about 20 pages of personal branding tips that take Corinne's points a step further for you to share with your team. Matt, we'll pass it to you. Let's give our listeners your social recruiting tip.
My first tip today is to just focus on video. And we talked about it in segment one because video consumption, you know, the consumption of video content is continually increasing. But the other reason I'm really want to push this tip is it's easy. If you have a smartphone, you can record on your device for free. It is free unless you really want to get into some editing software or to buy some tripods, you know, but that even that cost is very minimal. And I also think it's easy to practice. You can set it up in your house, in your office, wherever you're comfortable, and nobody can ever know you're practicing. You can record the video, you can look at the video, and then you can get some feedback from yourself or maybe somebody you're comfortable sharing that video with to improve. So when you're ready to take that video content to a LinkedIn, to a Facebook, to your website, you're polished, you're comfortable, and it's going to really share a lot of value for your audience.
I love the thought of practicing before you go live with content. That's something that we talk about at Haley Marketing Group. I know the videos that we put out, every video that we shoot doesn't make it to LinkedIn, doesn't make it to Twitter. Even this podcast, we ran through a series of, 3 to 6 months where we did pilot episodes and tried to find the right format that worked for us, and then we launched when we were ready.
And I think it goes off of one of Brad's, you know, people he really follows in the industry, Brian Fanzo. He's in the social media industry. It's just press the damn button. Like, just go. Just do it. And it's hard because, people can get very nervous when they're going on camera, but it's just, it's a comfort thing. Like I used to be, a little more hesitant to public speak, but then I became, an adjunct professor at a local college, and just standing up in front of 20 college students 2 days a week for 60 minutes, you better figure it out. So this is a much smaller, test sample, but, turn your phone sideways in landscape mode, press record, talk for 30 seconds, 60 seconds, rinse and repeat and improve.
I love the iSocial fans shout out. I'm going to take a turn here, and if we go into tactic 3 that's working right now to generate applications, it's Facebook groups. Matt Swistak is a social media marketing advisor from Haley Marketing Group. He just put out a blog post on the value of Facebook groups. We'll include a link in the show notes to that blog as well. What we're seeing with Facebook groups is that the community already exists. So if you're posting content on your Facebook page, on your personal page through personal branding, as Corinne mentioned, you have a set number of people that you could ultimately reach. And it's a fraction of the total following that you have. In groups, you have a community of like-minded individuals, whether that's a group like Jobs in Buffalo or Jobs in Western New York. You have a group of people that are constantly expanding and are looking and talking about the same topic where you can provide value. So we've seen a ton of success from Facebook groups. Again, we'll include the show notes or a link in the show notes to Matt Swistak's newest blog article where he goes in depth in the value of Facebook groups. Corinne, why don't you share the fourth tactic of generating applications right now through social recruiting?
Yeah, so a big tactic we're using right now is defining your target audience in passive job seekers. So with unemployment really low, a majority of the people that are consuming your content aren't going to be people who are actively looking for jobs. They're going to be people who don't necessarily think they need a new job at the moment, but they might be looking tomorrow or next week or down the road.
I like that tip because with unemployment 4% or 3.9%, the active job seeker isn't high, but statistics, I don't have off the top of my head, for someone who might be fed up with their job is still high. And that's really what Corinne's building on here is they're going to social media. They had a bad day. They hated Pam in accounting and they're just fed up. So they're going to come across your content that says, here's a better job or, here's how we can help you find a better job, and they're going to engage with it.
Yeah, and when I'm developing content plans for my clients, I try to put myself in the shoes of somebody who, again, may have had a biff with Pam from accounting that day or showed up late and got reamed out by their boss. Not speaking from personal experience, but you know, I think of content that I was looking for when I was looking for my opportunity at Haley Marketing Group, you know, what really kind of drew me to the brand. So you really want to look at topics that, you know, revolve around, you know, how to escape a bad manager, how to find better benefits, flexible hours. There's a lot of parents out there right now trying to reenter the workforce. What kind of content is going to draw them there? A lot of kids coming out of college, what's going to draw them to your brand? So really thinking about your audience and your target audience when you're developing content and thinking about passive job seekers, that's really going to help draw more applicants to your brand.
I love it. It's that grass is always greener mentality, right? Everyone's happy with their role, maybe not as much as others, but everybody's always thinking what else is out there. So it ties right into that. Matt, tactic 5, what's generating applications through social recruiting right now?
My second suggestion here is it shifts a little bit to the Facebook advertising side, but it's to target your ATS, target that candidate database. And just on a very high level, let's say you have 10,000 people in your candidate database. Let's export those email addresses into a spreadsheet. We can upload that into Facebook and create a matched audience. And what a matched audience is when we uploaded that list of 10,000 people into Facebook, Facebook will compare the email addresses in your candidate database to the database of Facebook email addresses. And the people that matched create a matched audience. So let's say it's 50%. We now have a 5,000 person audience. Why is that important? It's because that previous job candidate already has a connection with your agency, right? I did research a long time ago, and Brad's going to sit here and smile and probably smack me upside the head and say, returning website visitors convert twice as much as new ones. And that's a great stat.
If I had a quarter for every single time I've heard that stat, I'd probably be able to retire by now.
And
you love that stat.
Not only do I love that stat, but our CEO loves that stat. And it led to a product here at Haley Marketing that helps us target those job seekers. And it's the same thing as think about a brand you have a connection with outside of staffing. Anything. Is it an automotive brand? Is it a smartphone brand? Is it a food brand? Is it an amusement park? Is it Disney? Is it wherever? Think about that connection you have with that brand and why you return. For people that have had a positive job seeker experience with your staffing agency, maybe they just went to a different agency, or maybe they just had to take a break from working. Reactivate them. Upload that audience into Facebook and target them with the content they're going to convert with.
And the last tactic that is working in social recruiting right now is Facebook jobs. With traffic from Indeed decreasing from organic listings for staffing and recruiting firms, right now, we need to lean on Facebook jobs to generate more applications. An episode ago, we talked about Hutco and the success that they saw specifically. There's a case study on the Haley Marketing website that discusses Hutco and how they generated 125 applications as a direct result of Facebook jobs. I know I've said a few times now that we'll include that in the show notes, but it's a great case study. If you want additional insight into the benefits of Facebook jobs, I would encourage you to look at that case study and look at that data. If you want to learn more about what's working in social recruiting right now, Haley Marketing Group just published a Idea Club article on social recruiting strategies for 2019 and what's currently working. If you want to download that, we'll include that in the show notes as well, but it's our newest Idea Club issue, and you'll be able to receive that and share it with your team. Corinne, I want to thank you for coming on today's show. And thank you for sharing your insights with us.
Thanks, guys.
Seen and heard.
At this time, we'd like to talk about a recent report in the recruitment marketing industry. Smashfly released its fourth annual research on Fortune 500 companies earlier in February, and there were some awesome takeaways. Before we jump into the report, which we've included a link to in the show notes, Matt, explain what Smashfly does.
Smashfly is a recruitment marketing platform that doesn't really focus on a lot of the staffing agency clients that are in that small to medium size. They're more of a, you know, bigger corporation. They might work with some bigger staffing agencies, I'm not sure, but they really focus on how they can help bring you and connect you with talent that can help move your business forward. And, you know, I just love the way they have like a CRM, which is essentially an ATS. They have analytics, they have career sites, they have AI, and they work all of these different tactics and strategies together to really help with recruitment marketing to build that relationship to drive a higher quality candidate to your open jobs.
So Matt, I know you're fired up about everything and anything recruitment marketing. It's a big initiative that you've taken upon yourself to really navigate, but you were extra fired up about this report. Where do you want to start?
It's a really good document. It's a 20-page document, and Brad's right. I am pretty fired up about it because I love the way Smashfly kind of shares this data and how they look at the Fortune 500 companies, and they group them by letter grade, just like we did in school. They'll group them by A, B, C, D, and F based on different criteria. So what are some of the examples that the best of the best are doing? Because I always like to learn from, you know, the best people in an industry. You know, if we're learning from Fortune 500 companies, that's going to eventually trickle down to staffing agencies.
So Matt, with this rating of A, B, C, D, F, share with us what the A's are doing, because ultimately that's where we all want to strive to be. What are the A companies doing right now?
Some of the highlights I thought the A's were doing, you know, let's look at career sites and optimizing for Google for jobs. You know, 76% of those companies have their jobs, you know, optimized with the right schema and markup language, which is a little techie, but to have their jobs eligible to show on Google for jobs. You know, when you look at the D's, that's 16%. So that's really kind of a differentiator. The A's, 80% of them have a chatbot on their site. And kind of go back to one of our earlier segments, consuming content when somebody is ready. When a job seeker goes to your audience, that chatbot is there.
Matt, explain real briefly what a chatbot is.
A chatbot can be like when you go to, perfect example, Brad. Last night, I am looking at Verizon Fios, and I'm looking at different subscription options, and the chatbot pops up, and it's a little window in the corner of your browser that says, you know, is there anything we can help you with today? And it's an instantaneous reaction to where someone can talk with, you know, could be a real person or it could be a bot where it's, you know, artificial intelligence, to where they ask you some questions, they interpret your answers, and then kind of guide you down the path to get you to a conversion place. And in recruiting and staffing, it's really to help someone probably with a job candidate question.
I love the thought of having a chatbot on a staffing career site because you don't know when that end user is going to navigate to your website. So if your call to action, if your prompt is to call us at the office or shoot us an email, what happens if an applicant shows up at 9:30 p.m. after you're closed for the day? Now they have a question and you're prompting them to call you. Now they're frustrated. Having a chatbot, having that interface where they can ask the question and be automatically responded to via AI or some guided path helps reduce friction.
And it gets them to a place where, you know, your recruiters have an, you know, a candidate application or a lead in their inbox when they're showing up for work the next day.
So Matt, what else are the A's doing right now? You mentioned optimizing for Google for jobs, having a chatbot on the site. What else are some of these A categories doing?
This is one I think it's really shocking to me because it's a tactic and a strategy we really push here at the Haley Marketing Group, but 85% of the A's are sharing content other than jobs on social. People are just posting jobs on social, which is really just an annoying billboard of content that's we're going to gloss over and not get our thumbs to stop scrolling when we log into Facebook or LinkedIn or Twitter. Share that content your audience wants think about your content calendar, your content blueprint, if it's video or an infographic or a blog, content that they can really consume and engage with.
You know what it is end consumers are becoming increasingly intelligent and they can spot an ad before anybody else can, right? People know what an ad looks like. And if we're just sharing job after job after job, it looks like all you're doing are sharing ads. So including that content that talks about pain points, talks about the end user's challenges, it's more organic in that social feed. It's easier for somebody to see it, click on it, and react to it.
It's been a long-standing principle in, you know, the marketing industry. It takes, you know, 6, 7, 8, 12 touch points to get someone to convert. So if you just go in for that ask right away, more than likely, they're not going to convert. And some of the areas I think work really well as we kind of jump down this list a little more is 80% of the best companies are sharing video on their career site. So think about if it can be in your job description or on a careers page on your website. And then 94% of them have a talent network opt-in. So a way for a job seeker to sign up for a job alert. So when a new job is posted to your website, it instantly, you know, arrives in their inbox. So they know they don't have to come back to your website and check every day, every week. It's delivered to them.
So Matt, there's a lot of really great takeaways in this report. Again, we'll put the link to that report in the show notes that you can take a look at it yourself. If you have questions, Matt would be happy to answer those. He'd be happy to chat with you regarding your recruitment marketing initiatives. Candidly, it'd be somebody else to talk to him about it besides me. But I'm sure he would love to, if you reached out on Twitter, at @Matt_Lozar, and talk about your specific recruitment marketing challenges.
I'd love to chat. Thank you for that, Brad. And just, it's a way to, you know, it's a hard way for staffing agencies to really change their thought process, because with recruitment marketing, it's playing the long game. And in staffing, recruiters and staffing agency owners play the short game a lot. Why? Open job orders, because they constantly need to fill open positions. They're not nurturing that for the long term. So it's trying to find a balance of that short term and long term strategy to really drive applications and ultimately drive a better quality candidate.
Let's wrap up today's show with final insights and recap our three segments from today. Matt, what is the key to variety in content?
I'm going to take a step back and say the key to variety is forming that written foundation. Is it creating, you know, a blog post every week? Is it creating a blog post every month? 2 blog posts a month. Create that foundation that can ultimately lead to the variety of your content.
Corinne, your final insights?
Yeah, I would have to say video. I mean, it's what's shining and it's what's new right now, and all the ways that users can consume video. I especially like the point that you guys talked about in the beginning and having the subtitles. I know recently that YouTube, now when you're scrolling through your feed on YouTube, you can even watch full-length videos with subtitles without even clicking on the video. I think giving that option to users is a great way to make sure that they're still viewing your content even if they're in a place where they're not accessible to sound.
And my final insights is going to be that content is just like the evening news. You're not sure exactly how your audience is going to consume your content. It might be a blog, short form, long form. It might be video, long form, short form. It might be a graphic or an infographic. Try different things, but always come back to the data and measure what's working and what's successful for you. Matt, when we talked about social recruiting, we broke it down into 6 tactics that are working right now. Give us one tactic that you're incredibly passionate about right now.
I'm going to focus on targeting your candidate database in Facebook. It is a Facebook advertising tactic, but I think just seeing the results of staffing agencies being able to target their previous job seekers with Facebook advertising, the success there is just, it's too good to ignore.
Corinne, and your final insights?
Yeah, I think I have to steal your 2 points and talk about Facebook groups and Facebook jobs. While the 2 points I talked about in that segment really helped build the backbone of your brand, which will in turn generate applications, I think if you want to see a direct result of applications generated, I would go Facebook groups and Facebook jobs.
And if you're going to steal my tactic, I guess I'll steal yours and say that personal branding is critical in long-term success. Yes, we want to post as the organization across social media, but we also want to have collective team buy-in, and we want to have an army of individuals that are sharing content across social. So building that personal brand is critical. Matt, let's wrap up final insights with your final takeaway and your final insights from the recent Smashfly report.
My latest insight, well, for the recruitment marketing segment here, is don't just share jobs. I know it's hard. I know it can be challenging, but you can even go back to episode 1 here of Insights, where we suggested to create that content calendar. Job postings can be a part of that, but find the right balance for your audience where you're sharing blogs, videos, infographics, other content to get them, to get those potential applicants eventually to apply for your jobs.
Corinne, how about you?
Yeah, my biggest takeaway would be the chatbot option. Having that, you know, option on your site for applicants, like we've mentioned many times in this episode, with unemployment really low and, you know, a majority of people who are passive job seekers looking at your website, they're not looking in the office hours 9 to 5. You know, they're looking for jobs early morning, late at night. So if they can have some way to access you in those wee hours of the night, it's going to be a great turnaround for you.
And my final insights is going to be to ensure that your job board is set up for Google for Jobs. Make sure that it has that schema markup. Make sure that it has everything that Google is looking for so that you have the likelihood of showing up in Google for Jobs, because Google isn't going anywhere and we want to play by their terms. So we want to make sure that our job board is optimized for their Google for Jobs platform. That's our time for today, and thank you, as always, for listening to another episode of Insights. We especially want to thank Corinne for coming on this episode as well. If you found this episode valuable, please leave us a review on your favorite podcast player or tweet us at Haley Marketing. To stay current with Insights and the interview portion of Secrets of Staffing Success, hosted by Todd Lewandowski, please remember to subscribe on your favorite podcast player. That's iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, Podbean, Stitcher, or listen directly on HaleyMarketing.com. If you have a question for us, you could tweet us at Haley Marketing and let us know what you're thinking. And of course, if you need a hand with your marketing or recruitment marketing initiatives, we would love to help. You can check out HaleyMarketing.com to get in touch with our team of marketing educators. For my podcast partner, Matt Lozar, this is Brad Biley. We'll see you next time.